Well, you know, school district funding is a lot different than what the city and county have. You know, basically, we have two funding resources, what the state provides us and property taxes. We don't really have the luxury of multiple funding sources like things like sales taxes. But what we get from the state is also not just a big bag of money that we get to spend. It has buckets where the money can be spent and how much of it can be spent in each category. And we really have no control over the property taxes as that is set by the city and the county. And what really hurts the district, too, is that the city and county can and does give tax abatements. But I understand that, too. It brings in, helps to bring in businesses and companies that also add to the tax base. And those, they're buying homes as well. But that does take some money out of the school district. But as a school district, we can help with the property taxes by lowering the mill levy. And in fact, the last two budget cycles, we did lower the mill levy. However, the net result was higher property taxes because of the property valuation increase. The district is growing, you know, as you know, we are up over 200 students this year. And since the legislature passed the open borders law, we could be potentially to take students from out of district as well.